Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Hi, I'm Matt Cain, Editor-in-Chief of Attitude, and I'm here to give you a sneaky peek into the future as I reveal the name of our next Attitude hero. And can you believe it? We're now into double figures, as my next guest will be Attitude Hero number 10. First, a quick reminder that Attitude Heroes is sponsored by the Great Britain Campaign, which welcomes the world to visit, do business, invest and study in the UK. You can check out their website at great.gov.uk. And our co-sponsors are Jaguar. If you'd like more information on their products, then you can visit the website jaguar.co.uk or look out for them in the latest issue of Attitude magazine. My next guest has been a musician for almost 40 years and has sold 30 million records worldwide. It was during his time at Leeds Polytechnic that he met Dave Ball and formed the electropop duo Soft Cell. They had a string of top 10 hits in the early 80s, like Bedsitter, Say Hello, Wave Goodbye, and of course, Tainted Love, a cover of an old Northern Soul song by Gloria Jones. As a solo artist, he's been incredibly prolific, releasing more than 20 albums, and in 1989, his duet with Gene Pitney on Something's Gotten Hold of My Heart reached number one in the UK and around the world. He is, of course, Mark Almond, and I caught up with him recently at his record label's plush headquarters in central London. We talked for over an hour, and one of the things we discussed was how much he's been shaped by anger.
I've always been a bit angry. I think I was very angry. I don't know. I think my main anger came from my father. I think it all stemmed from him, because my father was an alcoholic bully. He was an alcoholic, a quite violent person. He marched into school one day. This was when I was in Leeds, when I must have been about 13 or 14. And he knew I liked art, and he had an art teacher called Miss Green, who was, she had all sort of afro-y hair, and she was all kind of wearing kind of crochets and things. She was like an art teacher and round glasses. And he marched in to see her one day, demanded to see her. My father says, "I demand to know if my son is a homosexual." And everything, drunk. And I was called into the head's office and said, "You know your father's been here causing trouble and wanting to know if you're homosexual. Are you?" And I said, well, I just was flabbergasted, you know. I said, "Of course not," you know. So, everything.
And how old were you? 13, did you say?
I'm at 13, yeah. So my anger, I think, comes from something that stems from home life more than school life. But also, I think you're bound to be scarred by the times. You know, even though I can be put on my roasted and spectacles and say, yeah, I did have some good times at school, but it was an underlying fear, I think, with all of it. All the time.
Well, that your dad could...
Well, not my dad, but the thing is that you knew that you weren't right like everybody else. You felt you weren't right. You were like an outsider. You weren't clicking into everybody else. And you always felt... I remember when I kind of... I ran away from school. I was at school and the games teacher was trying to force me to go in goals or something awful like that. How ridiculous. And then I ran away from school and they chased after me, the games teacher. They came looking, I'd hidden in some woods nearby, and they came finding me. And they just bullied me and pushed me around so much, the sort of games teachers. And that was the only really kind of real bullying I experienced at school was from the PE teachers and games teachers, because I wouldn't play games as good as the other boys.
Interesting.
Not from the boys, but from the teachers.
I suppose it's a different thing. If you feel despised by your peer group, that can be a really damaging thing. Whereas if you feel rejected by adults, you can just rebel against the adults.
Yeah.
Which is kind of a normal thing for a teenager, isn't it?
It's also that thing as well, you know, I mean, I'm saying that, you know, that though I did have some good times at school and gravitated, if anyone ever would ask you, are you gay, to know?
Mark's story is fascinating, and you can hear the whole of my conversation with him in 2 weeks' time. We cover his musical career, the prejudice he's faced, his earliest sexual experiences, and he tells me how to make a music video so dirty that it ends up getting banned. All that and more in just 2 weeks' time on Attitude Heroes. See you then.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.